Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Brumley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Osteen. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Claude Osteen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke takes first base on ball four. Hinton moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Senators. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Brumley reaches second base with a double. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brumley moves to third. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Brumley scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Senators. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-1 in the game. Cottier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Cottier reaches second base with a double. John Buzzard now pitching. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Locke strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham now playing first base. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Brumley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Claude Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin is 0-0 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Austin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Ward reaches second base with a double. Skowron moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cottier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham juggles the ball. That's an error on Cunningham. Weiss moves to third. Jeff Long pinch hits for John Buzzard. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball 4. Carrion moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Jeff Long. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Locke who is chasing the ball. Hershberger reaches third base with a triple. Weiss scores. Carrion scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Senators. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. It's Senators, 4, White Sox, 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kennedy out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brumley hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Osteen takes first base on ball 4. Don Blasingame pinch hits for Chuck Cottier. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Blasingame now playing second base. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osteen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Ron Klein now pitching. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jim Landis. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Don Buford now playing second base. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Ken Berry now playing center field. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Kennedy moves to second. Dick Phillips pinch hits for Ron Klein. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Kennedy moves to third. Brumley moves to second. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Senators. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-4 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Steele pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele bunts towards the mound. Hannon fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brumley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.